7.
Whatever you'd like at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have waiting for you on the site. You actually get to control the content. Should you like, you know, find something online that you want to share with the host of the show as well as listeners, you submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It then appears on the upcoming stories page where it awaits a certain number of votes. And once it receives those votes, it'll make it to the front page of freetalklive.com. So do drop in over at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features we have there. Now, one of the other things we do here on the show is try to interact as much as we can, given that it's a relatively small operation here. We don't have some kind of multi-million-dollar facility with a huge roster of producers and researchers.
I try to interact as little as possible. That's one of my goals for every show.
You try to interact with what?
With anything and everyone.
Well, yeah, that's true. It's not your responsibility to do that, but it is mine. And so we'll be posting, to Twitter and Facebook throughout the program, and we do those sorts of things. Now, Twitter Tuesday is what it is today. So if you are a Twitterer, you can tweet something at Free Talk Live. So the at symbol and then the words Free Talk Live all run together. You tweet something at Free Talk Live, it'll show up on our radar. We will then follow you back. So the Free Talk Live account will follow your Twitter account if you tweet something at Free Talk Live within the next 5 hours or so. So, of course, we're talking to you about whatever's on your mind, but we bring stuff to the table as well. And the we tonight is Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
Mark is out at one of his firemen meetings, so we probably won't be hearing from him tonight. There's all kinds of drug-related news out there that needs to get out.
And oh, there is.
One of these pieces of news is terrible, terrible news.
Right, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, just now hitting, as of just a few hours ago, hitting the headlines. Now, I've got a press release from the Rutherford Institute that was actually involved in the case. And these are the same guys who got involved in the Brandon Robb case several months ago, the ex-military guy that was abducted. Remember
right.
That story?
Yeah.
Same group. And
so these guys have come in there doing charitable legal work?
That's what they say on their website, Rutherford.org. They are dedicated to the defense of civil liberties and human rights.
Okay.
So, I like what I've seen out of them so far, and this story, I like their argument they made, but unfortunately the Supreme Court smacked them down 9-0 in this case. Very decisive on the Supreme Court, and it was in regards to drug dogs. According to Rutherford.org, in a 9-0 decision in Florida versus Harris, the U.S. Supreme Court has declared that police may use drug-sniffing dogs to carry out warrantless searches during routine traffic stops.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, I
can see this being very convenient for the police.
Right. They have routine traffic stops all the time in cities across the country. They call them DUI checkpoints. And so now, it sounds to me like the Supreme Court has gone ahead and authorized a dog walk around on any car they want to when they're doing a DUI checkpoint, and that will be completely legal.
Any police officer who's worth a damn can give his dog a little hitch in his leash, and
or not even that. It could be a silent command of some sort, a hand signal. It could be a whispered command. Dogs will respond to all those things.
To make his dog alert.
Yep. And so we'll get to some of the numbers here about how often dogs do alert and how often they're wrong, which apparently the Supreme Court didn't give a damn about in coming up with their decision. Citing studies raising the serious doubts about the reliability and training of drug detection dogs, the Rutherford Institute had asked the Supreme Court to declare the practice of using drug detection dogs as the sole basis for warrantless searches unconstitutional under the Fourth Amendment's prohibition on unreasonable searches and seizures. Published scientific studies show that drug dog alerts are wrong as much as 56% of the time and are heavily influenced by the biases of the dog's handler. Meaning, if the dog's handler believes that you have drugs in the car, the handler may do certain things to encourage the dog to find some drugs, in its nose, and then they go ahead and search the car, and oops, there's no drugs here. Well, you have no recourse. If you've been inconvenienced by that, if they've held your car on the side of the road to the tune of 3-4 hours as you wait for officers to arrive, search the car, then, you know, they throw all your stuff out along the side of the road, as is so common in these roadside searches. They, of course, never put anything back where they found it. They just throw everything out of your car, and then it's your responsibility to put it back. Or as a friend of mine had happened to him in Sarasota, Florida, they stopped him at 2 in the morning. They demanded to search his car. They unwarranted searched his car. Even though he didn't give them permission, they tore up his carpeting in his car. The dogs that they brought around scratched the paint job on the car. I mean, there's no recourse.
I had a police officer he clenched my jaw, I guess, the lower half of my face with his hand.
Wow, where was this?
This was in Asheville.
Okay.
And he was, because I had, no joke, I had some powdered donuts in my mouth, and he thought that I was destroying the evidence.
How did he determine that you weren't?
I picked up the box of donuts and showed him what it was that was in my mouth. And you know, Ian,
you think he would have identified that by the scent?
He was ready for a collar.
I guess
and
so.
He saw me, and I had powder, white powder, yeah, dripping out of my mouth or dropping out of my mouth. And I said, "Hello, officer." And he said, "Open your mouth. Open your mouth."
Wow. That's crazy. So what were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say, thank you. I was going to say, there's all kinds of different systems you can have. You can use dogs. Dogs are amazing. It's inconceivable what they can do with their nose. And that's great to use a dog. The problem is not that you're using a dog. The problem is not that you've got some kind of method for training your dog or using your dog in the field. The problem is just that your incentives do not comport with the kind of incentives that Ian, you and I have.
When you're saying officer, you mean the police officer?
Yes, exactly. The police officer, the problem is a fundamental one, that the police officer doesn't have to be professional or good because he's going to be paid anyway.
It's true. Now, there's more here from the Rutherford Institute. Their amicus brief, they posted that to their website. The ruling undercuts the entire basis of the Fourth Amendment, according to their president, John Whitehead, from the Rutherford Institute, which he says was designed to protect us from unreasonable searches and seizures. The problem, though, is in my experience and seen all these cases coming across this show over the decade plus that we've been doing Free Talk Live, is that the government pretty much considers anything reasonable. So as long as the government people can reason that it's useful for drug dogs to be able to just let them search anywhere they want to, then that's reasonable.
Yeah.
That's all they have to do is argue it's reasonable, and then the court will just say, yep, that sounds reasonable to us. 9-0.
You remember the dash cam video of the police officer who was behind the man's vehicle, and while he was back there, he felt in his own pockets and found the marijuana that he was about to place in the guy's pocket, looked at it, and then walked over, searched the guy. While he was searching him, they gave some kind of hand signal. It's like the guy who was searching the guy gave the guy, the officer behind the vehicle, some kind of signal to come up and plant drugs.
Plant stuff, yeah.
Because
they'd done it before.
Yeah, and does this happen a lot? I doubt it. I think that police officers, by and large, try to do what's right for their neighbors, but it doesn't matter what's in their minds. It matters what affects them on the street. It matters what the real world does to them. If the real world rewards them for planting drugs and keeps paying them, then that's what they're going to keep doing.
According to Whitehead, he said, when dog sniffs, which have proven to be unreliable, are considered probable cause for police to search your property without a warrant, whether it's your home, your car, or your person, then none of our rights are secure. In June of 2006, a Florida County sheriff stopped a vehicle driven by Clayton Harris for an expired license tag. When Harris refused the sheriff's request for consent to search the vehicle, a drug detection dog was deployed and conducted a free air sniff of the exterior of the vehicle. When the dog alerted to the door handle on the driver's side, the officer conducted a warrantless search of the interior of the vehicle and found materials used for the manufacture of methamphetamine. Harris was arrested and charged. However, before the trial, his attorneys moved to suppress the evidence found as a result of the search of his vehicle, asserting that it violated the Fourth Amendment. We'll come back with more in moments. 855-453 if you'd like to comment. Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for less than $2.50 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes, microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah, freedom! 9-0 court decision, Supreme Court deciding today that If the police want to use a dog to sniff the air around your car and then arbitrarily determine that there might be drugs in there, then they can search, and that's completely legal.
A sniff is up to snuff, is what Elena... I'm sorry, what's her name?
I don't know. You had an article in relation to this, Johnny Ray, and I'd love to hear your additions to this, because all I have is the press release from Rutherford.org. This is a group that that actually litigated the case, and they pointed out here that it's a 9-0 decision in Florida versus Harris, where the Supreme Court has said that they can use drug dogs to carry out warrantless searches during routine traffic stops, meaning if they suspect you for whatever reason, and that could just simply mean the fact that they pulled you over. If they suspect you for whatever reason, they can use a drug dog to then false alert on your car or really alert on your car. Either way, the search will not be thrown out, not with the Supreme Court voting 9-0 in this behavior's favor.
The Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court.
Kagan, right?
Justice Elena Kagan, exactly, said the Florida court had gone too far and suggested that proper training and certification of the dog, rather than how it has performed in the field, might be enough for law enforcement's purposes. The question, similar to every inquiry into probable cause, is whether all the facts surrounding a dog's alert, viewed through the lens of common sense, would make a reasonably prudent person think that a search would reveal contraband or evidence of a crime, Kagan wrote. A sniff is up to snuff when it meets that test. Aldo's did.
According to the story, Clayton Harris was pulled over for an expired license tag. He told them no when they asked him if they could search. They brought a drug dog out. It went ahead, alerted to one of the doors. They then proceeded to conduct a search, found ingredients that are commonly used in the manufacture of methamphetamine, and then his attorneys tried to get the search thrown out. At the suppression hearing, the state introduced evidence the dog had gone through training and was certified for drug detection, but presented no specific evidence documenting the dog's overall performance, nor records of the dog's false alerts. In fact, Harris presented evidence that the dog had alerted to the same vehicle 2 months after his arrest, but a search of the vehicle revealed no illegal drugs. The trial court denied the motion to suppress, but the Florida Supreme Court granted the motion on appeal, ruling that evidence that the dog had been trained and certified to detect narcotics standing alone is not sufficient to establish the dog's reliability for purposes of determining probable cause. So the Supreme Court reversed that court's ruling. The court held the state has the burden of showing the officer had a reasonable basis for believing the dog was reliable by presenting evidence on matters such as training, field performance records. In asking the U.S. Supreme Court to affirm the lower court's ruling, the Rutherford Institute documented empirical research showing that dog alerts are not inherently reliable. One recent study at the University of California, Davis, showed that in a test where handlers were told drugs might be found at the test site, but no drugs were present, dogs gave false positive alerts an astonishing 85% of the time. The U.S. Supreme Court has yet to rule on a related case, Florida versus Hardeen's, which challenged the use of drug-sniffing dogs by police to carry out warrantless searches of private homes. And if this case is any indicator of what's to come, I have to say that your at-home privacy is probably going to be put under serious jeopardy here very soon.
Sure. The job of a police officer is not to catch people who are hurting others. It's not to catch people who are breaking the law. It's just to get collars. It's to get people into the station. It's to get them into handcuffs and get them downtown.
There are some people who are hearing you say that, Johnny Ray, that are very upset. They do not believe you. The police are good, good people. They're out there trying to take criminals off the streets. What are you talking about?
Whether they're good or not doesn't factor too much into it. They're trying to, part of their goodness is wanting to see their kids growing up with no wants or worries. And part of that means they do what their real job is and advance themselves up the ladder. And their real job is to make money for the state or the city or whoever they're employed by.
I think that, you know, in that process,
their job is to bring in revenue. It's not to bring justice to the people.
I think that's a cynical view, Johnny Ray, but I think that in a lot of cases it's true. I think that it's cynical in that, yeah, in their job of revenue enforcement, every now and then they will come across a real criminal or there'll be a real crime reported, and they will go ahead and investigate those. And every now and then they'll bust somebody who's really actually hurting other people. So I don't think it's really fair to paint the police as solely for revenue, but they are very highly motivated by it. And the proof of this is
any justice they dispense is incidental to their real job, which is to bring us to heel and to bring our money into the coffers. Justice and good things and taking cats out of trees and helping people get home if they're in some kind of a tough situation or something, that's nice stuff to think about. But the guys who get ahead in the police are the guys who bring in the numbers, who have the advantage in black and white.
Look, I get it. I totally agree.
They're willing to do what has to be done.
In order to get advancements in the bureaucracy, you mean?
In order to get the numbers where they need to be.
Sure. And, of course, there's plenty of evidence to show that there are quota systems in many police departments and state police. They call it something different. They don't call it a quota. They'll call it like a departmental average or something like that. And so there's no doubt you're right. There's no doubt that police departments across the country are using the war on drugs to fundraise. I still don't think it's fair to paint them all like that, all police officers. But overall, raising money is a very important thing to every police department. It is it's critical. They get money from tax dollars, but they get buku bucks from, confiscating weapons and or cars and property from alleged drug dealers and things like that. And then once, of course, they take your car from you, good luck getting it back.
You got any idea what that RICO acronym stands for?
Racketeering something criminal organization? I'm not sure.
No, I don't know.
I'm sure you could look it up, though, if you were really interested. And
you could look it up I was really interested.
Would love to hear from you with your thoughts. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'd like to see a day, Johnny Ray, where the police are actually peace officers, where their job and their only job is to protect people from the violence of others, and maybe also get involved in some fraudulent disputes and things like that, but to protect people from the depredations and the aggressions of others, rather than to be the aggressors and to pull people over who haven't harmed anybody else, to threaten people because they look funny or they look poor or they look like they might be a drug user, and intimidate people and take scary dogs around their car and then tear their cars apart. I mean, this is horrifying. And it's destroying people's lives. And the Supreme Court has just backed it up 9-0. And now they're going to look at a House case. Now they're going to look at another case, which is going to ask them, hey, is it cool if we just walk a dog down the street and it barks at someone's house, that we can just go ahead and search their house?
We can get a search warrant based on that.
That's what it's coming to. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you, of course, can join us on Skype as well. Our username there is lrn.fm. So hook up on Skype or on the phones, 855-453. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Is your immune system under siege? Allergies and crippling immune diseases are on the rise. Vaccines, radiation, and GMOs lead the charge against your health. Fortunately, health-conscious consumers are enlisting the help of RNA drops. RNA drops turn on the signals and switches in virtually every cell of your body to activate what science calls your junk DNA. RNA drops provide you with the ammunition you need to win the war on disease, pain, depression, and decline. Hear hours of testimonials from people just like you at rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. And order a free one-month supply of RNA drops. Pay only shipping and handling at rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. Or visit rnafreesample.com.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neoferra. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neoferra.com, spelled Neoferra.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neoferra.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you take control of the airwaves and do it toll-free, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And you can join us online. Head on over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you on our site. We've got a bunch of them, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, it's no problem. You can just go click and download as many episodes and as you'd like. They go all the way back to late 2006, and they are completely free.
Let me stop you right there.
Please.
Ian. Just for a moment, in this first hour, I wanted to tell you that it is really, really, really damn good to be back.
You were gone?
I was not gone for long. I was gone for about 2 days of just working. You know, straight for, you know, for, let's see, it was probably about 36 hours.
Yeah.
Probably worked for about 36 hours straight.
You came on last week, though. You were on for part of the show.
Sure, yeah. No, I mean just Sunday and Monday. I was driving around for days, basically, and I was starting to lose my mind a little bit.
It's no good.
You know how that is. I've heard stories.
Yeah, man, it's scary.
I've heard stories. And I think that Free Talk Live is like, it's sort of a welcome friend for me when I'm
when you're on the road.
On the road or I'm doing some work, because it's logically consistent. And listening to Rush or some of the other opinion guys out there can be so frustrating,
yeah,
because because they just they well, to take Rush as a good example, he taught me about the evils of taxation and why taxes were just so bad. But he's not really against taxes. He's just against taxes paying for certain things that he disagrees with. And mm-hmm. if you get over himself for a minute, like so many people in this country, if they could get over themselves and their own values, and they think that they're, for whatever reason, they think they know what's best for the guy living next to them, if they could get over themselves, then they would see the truth about
I agree.
About a voluntary world.
I think that, you know, most people aren't interested in telling their neighbors what to do, but for whatever reason, when you get a political system involved, there's that tantalizing gun in the room that makes everybody want to get a hold of the weapon of government and then turn it against the people they don't like, because they're afraid the people they don't like will get a hold of the weapon of government and turn it against them. But that's another issue entirely. I'm glad that you've enjoyed the show on the road, and of course, you've got to get archives to enjoy it. In most places, we're only on 100 stations from coast to coast, so most places you're going to be driving, you've got to be listening to probably an MP3 or use a data connection to listen to our live streaming around the clock. That's always another option for you. But if you want to grab archives, you can just go to freetalklive.com. They're right at the top of the page, and it, you know, makes it easy for you to access them. Last 7 days worth are right there at the top, and then click into the archive section to take you back for years worth of Free Talk Live archives.
Speaking of Rush Limbaugh, try to get his show from that day. See how easy that is.
You can't do that unless you pay, $7 or $8, $9. I don't know what he charges. It's $7 at least, probably. Most of the other shows are $7, $8, $9 a month.
Right.
So, we give them all away for years worth, and the SoundCloud page has more than just Free Talk Live on it. So if you go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com, then you'll get access to not just Free Talk Live, but also episodes of the Edgington Post, which is Mark's interview series, and beyond. It's all free. So go to freetalklive.com and grab them up. Also, want to let you know about the Liberty Forum. It is happening starting Thursday. So we're two more shows. We're going to be live from the Liberty Forum Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Free Talk Live will be there. I'm looking forward to it. It's a blast. It's always a lot of fun to be around hundreds of other people who love and understand the ideas of liberty. I mean, it's a no-brainer. If you love freedom, this is the place you want to be this weekend, is around literally hundreds. I've heard that the current registration number is at around 375, and that won't include all the people that just show up for a day or just, you know, decide they can make it at the very last moment and show up for the whole weekend. So we're probably looking at another 500-person-strong Liberty Forum.
That's fantastic.
When all is said and done. And that's a lot of people to be hanging out in a hotel all weekend.
And is that what I'm looking at? Is that about the number of people I'm looking at when I look at that picture from Porkfest of everybody on the hill?
Good question. I don't know how many people is in that picture. I never tried to count. But the events are different. The Porkfest does tend to attract more folks than Liberty Forum. There's just a lot more room at a campground than in a hotel. And it's a blast. Please go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Or actually, I was informed today that they finally they got a better URL. I think it's nhlibertyforum.com, if I'm not mistaken, but I will double-check that. And we're going to go back to your phone calls here. By the way, speaking of the Liberty Forum, you cannot get the hotel dinners at this point. That's been shut down. So if you've waited this long, you've waited too long, you can't get that ticket. But you can still show up the day of and purchase a day pass at the Liberty Forum. So keep that in mind if you are a last-minute attendee this weekend. And again, it all kicks off on Thursday with the State House tour, which is always an educational experience. Yeah, so nhlibertyforum.com will take you directly to the Liberty Forum site for you to learn more. Let's go to Zach. He's in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnny Ray. Zach?
Hi.
Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Nice to be here.
Welcome, sir.
I don't know. I'm a little bored. I wouldn't mind talking about any subject, really. So if you have something in mind.
Well, usually the show works in a different way. Like, we ask you to call our show and talk about stuff that you're interested in.
Ian, do you know what dubstep is?
I do know, yes.
I think, let me just bounce this off of you for a second. It's got a certain beat. I think because it comes from a two-step, like British two-step, like it was on the B-sides of some British hip-hop albums, and it's got a certain beat, and it is, Zach, can you help me out here with this dubstep?
I've been listening to this Czech dubstep player named Kubatko.
Okay.
He does all the music for all those Hexage games I've been telling you about.
Yeah.
And there's, I think they may be Czech as well. But incredibly colorful games. And the,
you didn't get a chance to give us the game of the week last week either.
No, I put it on the Facebook page, though.
I know that, but that's not going to reach as many people, so we should talk about whatever that was.
Okay, we will. We'll talk about it a little bit later.
Zach, give us your game of the week, I guess, while we've got you here.
I don't really follow sports, actually.
No. We're not talking about sports. See, this is the problem with just calling into Free Talk Live and saying, hey, what do you guys want to talk about? Because we were already talking about something, and that was the warrantless dog searches. So, Zach,
Be easy.
Zach,
yeah.
Try us again another time when you actually have something on your mind you want to share with our audience, and I appreciate your call tonight. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Robert. He's in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Robert.
Hey, what was that last guy? What's he on, drugs?
I don't know. Maybe he's just new to the show and not really sure how things work around here.
I'm just dogging you, and don't pay attention to me.
Go ahead with your thoughts, Robert.
A couple of comments I want to make.
Yep.
You know, the one that was on this decision that was made down in Florida, I don't see what purpose it's going to serve, considering the fact that there are some states where it's legal to have marijuana. Don't have a problem with it.
This is not all about marijuana. In the case in question, the guy was caught with methamphetamine production chemicals. But, you know, the police are going to search people's cars in those states with marijuana legalization because they'll be looking for other drugs. As long as there's a chemical that has been labeled as illegal, then they will have full reign to search people's cars.
Okay, so then I'm diabetic. Okay, and I go down to the pharmacy and I get all my prescriptions. So I guess I'll be pulled over every time on my way home, I guess, from the pharmacy office.
There's nothing that would prevent them from doing that to you, as I understand the law and the court decisions that have been made here.
Right.
Nothing at all, and you would have no recourse.
Be as it may be. I wanted to segue into something else here.
So okay.
Pretty much on the same topic here, because I really haven't heard a lot of people discuss it or talk about it enough, and it should be. Within the last year and a half, 2 years, there have been a lot of things that have been going on in the United States, one of them being that there was, the city of L.A., the city of Miami, I think there was one in Chicago, in another city, but I can't remember where they were. Black Hawk helicopters.
Stand by. We'll talk about it here in moments with you, Robert. 855-450-FREE. Black helicopters. Your thoughts. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control. Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. Scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features, and corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from others' ingenuity. Scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. And you can also connect with us on Skype. You can use username lrn.fm. Send us a contact request. We will add you. And then at that point, it'll be easy to connect with us using Skype. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
And the wise janitor, John E. Ray.
Indeed. We'll continue with your calls here in moments. Also, want to let you know about Bitcoin. It was a momentous day in the Bitcoin world. Johnny Ray, did you hear the news?
No.
Bitcoin had, as of one point today...
Did it catch up with silver?
It did. Yeah, it actually surpassed silver.
Wow.
Yeah, the price of silver compared to the price of Bitcoin. Bitcoin won today. It did drop back down below silver the second time I looked, so I'm not sure where it is at this moment. Unlike the silver market that has like a close at a certain time of the day, Bitcoin doesn't ever close. It's always, Bitcoin's always changing. There's always some kind of fluctuation going on. So it's right up there with silver right now, and that's pretty exciting.
Bitcoin is a, oh gosh, what's the cliche? It's the journey, not the destination.
Okay. It is an amazing journey, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think that Bitcoin is actually, there's two things that I think of that represent the next flowering of civilization. One of them is represented by the Free State Project in New Hampshire, people with brains who realize that you can't be free if you're not willing to allow other people to be free.
Indeed.
But I think what's even more important than that is what has come after, and not necessarily related, but bitcoins. I think bitcoins are going to change the world more than the Free State Project.
Oh, of course. I mean, bitcoins are an international project, and the Free State Project is only really looking to change a little corner of the world, that being New Hampshire. And if the rest of the world changes after that, because New Hampshire is such a great model for it, then that would be great. But I'm going to focus my efforts on New Hampshire and use Bitcoins to help make things better here as well. So
Yeah. I think Bitcoins are going to set off a deterministic kind of change in the world where people aren't going to be going out and wrangling freedom for their neighbors, but freedom is going to happen because that's how the universe works.
Seems to be going in that direction, and I want to do everything that we can here on Free Talk Live to accelerate that as much as possible. So go to We Use Coins. bitcoins.com and take a moment to learn about the Bitcoin. It is an incredible decentralized currency and financial transaction system that cuts out the middleman. It gets rid of the banking industry. It gets rid of all the people in between you and the value that you create. You can transfer Bitcoins to anybody in the world and do it for no fee, and it's incredible. Go to weusecoins.com to learn more. As we go back to Robert, you wanted to talk about Black Hawk helicopters. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, these are military helicopters. They were flying, you know, in and around in between the buildings, you know, in the evening hours, and you could hear in the background, you could hear the shots going off.
Now, where was this?
And there was one in Florida,
okay.
Miami, Florida, and then there was a group of them in Los Angeles, California. It's on YouTube. If you type it in, Black Hawk helicopters in L.A., it's being broadcast by a sister station. I think it's like Fox or something like that.
So you're saying they were firing something?
Seems like
they were firing rounds.
Firing rounds.
These were automatic rounds that were going off.
Was it some kind of a training situation?
Blanks, maybe.
Yes. I don't know. I mean, they say that it is, but the thing of it is, if a Black Hawk helicopter was flying around near your house, which, in fact, there was one flying in Keene. There was a copter flying in Keene. I guess you'd be a little concerned and want to know what was going on.
Yeah, I think anybody would want to know more about that. But, you know, some would suggest that these training exercises are really designed to train the people into being used to seeing the military in the streets, to seeing, you know, helicopters firing at things, to normalize this to some extent. And I think that the people that suggest that they might be onto something.
I think that's probably...
Not only just that, but, I mean, the government now is putting in an order to buy... 1.56 billion rounds of ammunition.
They're always buying ammunition. I mean, just to point something out, the government's always buying ammunition for something. In fact, there are guys in the military who will, you know, tell the story of how at the end of the year they have these, I don't know, there was a name for it, and I forget what it's called right now, but they would just basically take all the ammo they had and then shoot it off. That way they could buy a bunch more of it the next year and spend the budget that they were allocated. So the fact that the government's buying ammunition isn't anything new or noteworthy, but it is disturbing what you brought up tonight, Robert. And I appreciate your call. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Richard. He's in Northern Cali. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Richard.
Hey, I'm listening. Well, right now I'm on the internet, but like I like to listen on KGOE in Eureka. Big shout out to Tom Seaborn for bringing Free Talk Live.
Great program director. Great station. Yep. Great station.
Great guy. Good pod. Yeah, great station. Anyway, talking about the black helicopters, like being in Northern California, we got camp out here, and they've been flying for decades. You could listen to a little music, Rod Deal, D-E-A-L, like song helicopters, play that at an intermission. And we live with camp, and a couple years ago I had a Black Hawk come in, no riding at all, come in like below treetop, swing in, point a video camera, and a machine gun at me.
Wow, that's pretty scary. Now, what is camp? What is camp?
That's camp, and that's what the government
what
does.
Is there like a name? I'm just wondering, what is camp? You're referring to camp. What is that?
The Black Hawk, the black helicopters that are private for hire that list their marijuana that are on private contracts.
Gotcha. Richard, hey, thanks, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. I'll let you get back to your kid there. Very clear in the background. Appreciate your call. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's, you know, that's scary. You know, somebody's flying around and a helicopter points a gun at you.
Well... Most of the fighting, it seems like, these days, most of the important fighting happens in urban terrain. So they will want to learn how to do it. And they'll mm-hmm. want to learn what it's, you know, what it feels like and what kind of special situations arise when you're in an urban setting. So, sure, I can see that there are some ancillary benefits to people seeing you running through their streets with your weapons. I do see some things like the purchase in our little town of an armored personnel carrier.
The Bearcat.
I think that points to me. That tells me that the government sees... That's from a federal grant, right?
That's correct.
I think the government sees ruination ahead of itself, and it's preparing for unpleasantness.
You think so? Or is it just natural for government to arm up and buy toys? Is it because of some sort of vision that they have, or is it just paranoia?
I think that it's a vision. Humans are purposeful beings, Ian. That's Austrian economics 101, buddy.
Are bureaucrats purposeful, though?
Yes.
They don't have the same incentives.
They're humans, too.
Yeah, but they don't. I guess. But their incentives are different. Like, their purpose in a lot of cases is to just spend money so they can get more of it next year. So if that means, oh, we got $300,000 for a Bearcat, we should spend it, even if they're just going to sit it in a garage.
I see what you're saying. However, I see a town of 20,000 getting a federal grant to get an armored personnel carrier, and that just screams, it screams a message to me.
Well, I agree. I mean, it screams the message of militarization of the police, and whatever their reasoning for it, it needs to be stopped. And we came close. We almost stopped it in Keene, I dare say. I mean, certainly had we had a town meeting structure where the people could actually vote on something, the Bearcat never would have passed in Keene.
Right.
And it was because of the insulated city council members who do whatever it is they're told by the police department is the only reason why that thing ended up coming here. But kudos out to the folks in Berkeley, California, who actually were, after the Keene incident, I think inspired by what happened out here, they actually were successful in refusing delivery of a Bearcat.
Definitely. Congratulations to them.
So that's great news. And, of course, we can have more success here, too, as more people move as part of the Free State Project. Bringing people who love liberty together, as you were saying previously, Johnny Ray, is the most viable strategy to achieve liberty in our lifetime. And it would really only take, in any city in New Hampshire, you know, dozens to hundreds of people to really turn the tides towards more freedom.
It's made New Hampshire for me. I'm a selfish person like we all are. It's made living here and life so much more fun.
What has?
Being a active participant of the Free State Project, coming in, meeting people. You were, like you said so many times, Ian, when you were in Sarasota, you were a real loner, an anomaly.
Well, I was alone a lot of the time, but sometimes I was able to kind of round up some volunteers to help out. It was like pulling teeth a lot of the time to get them to help.
People think too much about the ideas of Bastiat or liberty or political philosophy, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Some of us do think about that and are galled by the restrictions on our personal freedom, and it's awesome to be around a bunch of people like yourself.
All right. I appreciate it. And you as well, Johnny Ray. In fact, we're going to talk about that a little bit further here in moments. I think we've got a caller on the line that has some comments on that. It's Free Talk Live. The news is next. Stick around. We'll be back.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius sent a clever assistant. Set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key. To access new frontiers and save liberty.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.